So one of my clients asked me how she can be more authentic in her relationships because she finds herself conflicted between being a boss babe and working on her career and being obsessed with like growing and earning more money, but at the same time still wanting and craving that relationship with a man that provides for her. She's still craving that feeling of being taken care of by someone that she loves and loves her back. Now, the beauty of being a woman and being a human is that we get to decide what we want. We get to pick and choose what we want out of our relationships and what we want out of life. Just because you're in a serious relationship with a man that provides for you doesn't mean that you can't work. In fact, it's gonna make your job a lot easier because you won't be stressed about providing for the household. You won't be stressed and putting yourself in a position where you have to deal with annoying people at work. And you also won't have to deal with jobs that aren't aligned to you. So being in a relationship where you're provided for, it gives you more freedom to do more of what you want to do. But the problem is she was stuck in the mindset of her ancestors who had relied on the wrong men and put themselves in situations where now they don't have the man anymore because he was disloyal or he just was not a good partner. And so they slaved away their years cleaning up after him, cooking for him, basically mothering him to the point where they weren't able to focus on their passions and their career and their businesses. And so now they're left with no money, no assets, no nothing, and all of this responsibility for the children. So these mothers teach their daughters to never rely on a man, to always be able to provide for themselves, to focus on their education. And while these are honorable things and it's something that you should definitely do, you should never give up your independence. It's also not 100% true, because then that puts you in a situation where you're now doing the opposite. Now you're not able to rely on anyone for anything, and you become hyper independent to the point where you repel men who want to provide for you because your aura is like, I don't need you. I provide for myself. I was taught to never rely on a man. Men take advantage of women. And when you have that mindset, healthy men don't want to be around you. And most of the time, it's not like they're actively seeing that and being like, oh, I don't want to be around her because she's too independent. A lot of the times, they won't know what it is. They'll just get the vibe that you're too masculine. That's what a lot of people like to say. Oh, she's too masculine. Oh, he's too feminine. And even I have used these terms before because it's really easy to understand and visualize what it means. But deep down, what it is an inability to have the full enjoyment, right? Being a woman means, yes, you're independent. You can do everything for yourself. But there's also another side to it that maybe scares you a little bit because of your ancestors and your parents and what you've heard from friends who have relied on the wrong men and ended up worse than they were before. But when my client asked me this question and she said, Patty, how can I be more authentic? How do I know what I actually want? Because I find myself like feeling like I have to choose one, but not really being happy with either choice. And whenever somebody is struggling with understanding what's authentic to themselves, I always like to pose a specific question. The question is something along the lines of, okay, if no one else was watching you, what would you do? If nothing else mattered, what would you do? Oftentimes when people come to me trying to find their purpose and their passions, a lot of the times I get women who want to become content creators or who want to have an online business of some kind. And they ask me, well, how do I know what content I want to make? Because I have so many interests, right? And so I usually ask them, well, if you are going to be rich regardless, if you are going to be successful and go viral regardless, what content would you be making? What things do you like to consume and create naturally when no one is watching you? So when it comes to your relationships, it's not any different. The question remains the same. So what I asked her was, okay, well, if a man came into your life that fit all of your physical requirements, and he told you that, listen, I'm going to provide for you, you can quit your job, you can stay at your job, I don't care, either way, I am going to provide for you. What would you do if that happened? Would you quit your job? Would you stay at your job? Would you start your own business and do something completely different? What is the first thing that comes to your mind and that initial desire that comes to your heart? And when I asked her this, she was still feeling a little bit uncertain. She said, well, I don't know, maybe I would quit. I just feel like I'd want to stay at my job just in case. And so when I heard that just in case, I realized, okay, she's still a little bit confused about the assignment. So let's make it a little bit more clear. So I posed the question one more time, except this time I said, all right, same guy, same circumstances, except this time I guarantee you that he's not gonna cheat on you, he's not gonna leave you, and he's always gonna treat you with respect. What's your answer now? And I could see her face completely switched because she realized that she was still operating from fear. She was still taking that fear that was passed down to her from her ancestors of thinking, okay, like, well, what if he cheats? Or what if he abandons me? Like, I always have to take care of myself. And whenever there is fear, that indicates that there's a lack of awareness. Because when you're in a relationship with a man that's providing for you, that doesn't mean that he could just leave at any moment and leave you with nothing. There are measures that can be taken to protect you from this. So there's a fine balance that you need to reach, and it all starts with your perception. You're not doing something just in case. You're not thinking of the worst case scenario and preparing for the worst case scenario. Because if you're scared of something and you're trying to hide from it or run away from it, life has a way of bringing it right back to you. I'm sure you've experienced this before where you're scared of something and you do everything you can to avoid that thing just to end up right there anyways, even though you did all these things to avoid that. So we have to take a few steps back and look at things a little bit differently. What is the feeling that she wants to feel? Well, clearly she wants to feel safe. Because the reason that she would or would not quit her job is based on the fact that I'm guaranteeing that he's going to stay with her. So the reality is, she's not scared of a man leaving her and breaking her heart. She's scared that she won't be stable. She's scared that if she relies on someone else, that person will inevitably betray her. So the way that we work through these limiting beliefs and these fears that are blocking us from getting what we want is by looking at things objectively, taking that fear and turning it into a solution. So if you have a fear that, oh, well, what if I'm married to my husband and he just dies and something happens to him, then what will I do? Well, one thing you can do is get a life insurance policy. So whenever there's a fear, you find a solution. That's one example. You think to yourself, what am I scared of? And then you look for more information that will help you overcome this fear. Because a lot of the times, our fears are not rational. Most relationships that end up with the man cheating or leaving, they have a lot of signs beforehand. It's not something that just happens overnight after years of being in a perfect relationship. And anybody that will tell that story to you, is in denial about their reality, because any outside person looking in would be able to identify those red flags and clearly see what is going on. So that is what happens when you're operating from fear and inauthenticity. When you're not being authentic within yourself, you're not able to see through others. You're not able to see if other people are being authentic. So you're going to be more susceptible to manipulation. You're going to be more susceptible to trickery. And so that is why it's so important to be honest with what you want. So after I asked her that question of, okay, well, let's say I guarantee you he'll never cheat on you, he'll never leave you, he'll always be a good partner, now what's your answer? And when she heard that, she realized where her fear was coming from. She was scared that if she relied on a man, something bad would happen, or she would be essentially punished for giving up her independence. And so I told her, okay, now that we know what the fear is and what the limiting belief is, we can move forward, because now we know all you crave is security. So how can we create a situation where we're able to allow a man to take care of us, allow ourselves to trust a man, but still be okay no matter what? First things first, you have to understand that you are an independent human being. Regardless of who is paying your bills, of who is doing what for you, you are still autonomous. You are still powerful. You still have the ability to solve your own problems. So an easy solution to this would be to, first of all, have discernment when you're dating, making sure that you are choosing someone who has similar values to you, who values family and commitment, not just somebody who earns a lot of money and can provide for you, right? Because then you fall into that trap of being with someone who doesn't really care about you, doesn't really respect you. Yeah, maybe they pay your bills temporarily, but they could leave at any moment. So once you have that discernment and you pick the right person, then you have to make sure that you feel secure within yourself. So the mindset is very different here. There's a difference between doing something just in case something bad happens and to prepare yourself for something bad happening versus doing something because you value security and independence. Do you see how different that is? Having your own investment portfolio, or having your own career, or having your own business that pays you can be done from a place of self-love. It can be done from a place of valuing self-sufficiency and independence. And the right man will support that for you as well. They're not going to want you to just rely on them 100% and feel trapped. For example, my husband has supported me through all of my decisions. When I met him, I was on track to be an accountant, but as I did that career, I realized it was not for me, and I was only doing that because I wanted financial security. But I realized that I had financial security because I was dating a provider. I was with somebody who was giving me that gift of providing that financial security for me so I could pursue a passion that I truly enjoyed. And that is what I've been doing, and he has supported me every step of the way, regardless of how my income has gone up or down throughout the time that I've been working at this. And for my client's situation, she actually enjoys her career. Once she was able to break out of that fear pattern of thinking, oh, I have to keep working just in case he leaves me, or just in case something happens, I don't want to feel trapped in my relationship. She let go of that thought pattern, and instead she chose, I love being provided for, but I also love working. I love having a purpose and something to do through my day that is just for me. I love seeing money come my way just from me exerting my gifts. This is amazing. It's a great feeling to provide for myself and for the family. Just by shifting her mindset, she can stay at her job, she can quit her job, she can start her own business, she can do whatever she wants from a place of calm and understanding that nothing can happen to you that you cannot take ownership over. Nothing can just take over your entire life and ruin your life without you having any say-so. You are a powerful human being. And the people that sit and blame others for their outcomes are the same types of people who never grow and never get what they want. These people are not happy. So the best way to get that outcome that you want in your relationships is to understand, where are you not being authentic? Where are you falling to fear and falling to projections of others and looking at how other people are struggling and thinking that that has to apply to you? It doesn't. Other people's struggle does not have to apply to you. Everybody is brought on this earth for a different purpose. And if you have the desire in your heart to work and do a career that is satisfying for you, but you also want to be provided for, know that both those things can happen at the same time. And if you are brought on this earth to simply be provided for and simply be a housewife and simply raise children, that is okay too. Know yourself. So if you're having trouble figuring out what's your authentic self, start asking yourself that question. The same questions that I was asking my clients, start asking those things to yourself. And if you're still having trouble, switch it up the question a little bit. Ask yourself, what are the fears, right? If you ever find yourself saying, just in case of what? Go deeper into that, because that's where the fear is. That's where the limiting belief is, and that's where you can transmute that and see it differently, right? Transmutation just means taking something negative, turning it into a positive. You do this by changing your perception. And of course, if you need my help with this, I'm here for you. Let me know in the comments if you have any questions. Check out all of my resources, my affirmations, everything I have to offer is linked in the description. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye! Mwah.